Hey, rock and rollers, it's Whiskey and Rock, a backstage pass to learn about whiskey and spirits and hear stories from industry insiders and rock stars, real life rock stars. So get ready and join your hosts, D-Rock and JR, for the VIP whiskey experience you've been waiting for. Welcome to the Whiskey and Rock Show.
I figured now is as good a time as any to start doing a bonus episode.
Yeah.
We get sent stuff quite a bit, quite a few mail calls, and today we got one from The Perfect Fifth. This is called Born and Bottled, the Canongate series. It's basically a tie between Kentucky and Scotland.
Okay.
So it says this is a 14-year-old American whiskey with roots in Kentucky under its Canongate line, distilled in Bardstown in 2009. This whiskey spent 3 years aging in Kentucky before being sent to Scotland to age for another 11 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've just poured it out. It looks a little light for a 14-year, but...
It's really light.
Yeah.
You would expect a little bit more color from the barrel.
Yeah.
But it looks like scotch. far as the color goes.
Huh.
You get like some butter.
Yeah, you do. You don't get the typical, like for a 14-year, you expect a lot of barrel, but you don't get that.
I mean, this smells like a traditional, like 4 to 6 year bourbon to me.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's very, you're right. It's very buttery. Okay. Let's dig in and try it. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really good.
Yeah, it is. And there's a lot.
I was not expecting that based on the color.
I wasn't either.
In the nose.
No. And there's a lot going on with this. So.
Yeah.
The proof is 128.8.
Wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't drink anywhere near that. I mean, I thought maybe like low 100s.
Yes.
But there's it's sweet, a little bit of spice, but there's a lot going on here. It's like a confection sugar.
Now, if you find this, I think you should consider yourself a lucky one because there was only 232 bottles available.
Really?
In the United States.
Wow.
At $175 a bottle.
Wow.
Yeah. It's got a cool story.
Yeah, it does. And it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real sugary. It's like that powdered sugar flavor kind of comes through quite a bit.
Yes, it does. Man. So if you live in New York, New Jersey, and California, you can find this at select retail stores, or you can get it online at theperfectfifth.com.
Yeah, if you got 175 bucks burning a hole in your pocket... This might be worth checking out.
I know, and it's super unique.
I really like this.
This says, distillers in the United States, in particular Kentucky, have had a harmonious relationship with Scotland, largely due to sending used bourbon barrels to Scotland for a second life to mature spirits distilled in Scotland. Our Canongate expression, which is our born and bottled line, is an ode to that symbiotic relationship. This series celebrates a long history of cask sharing between the two countries by selecting single cask whiskeys distilled in the U.S., and aging and bottling them in Scotland. Our latest release, the Canongate 14-year American whiskey, is not only well-traveled, it's a unique combination of the environments of Kentucky and Scotland. It joins two other Canongate releases, Canongate 11-year-old American whiskey, which was a sister barrel to this current release and released in 2020, as well as the Canongate Glentoshires, 24-year-old Scotch whiskey released in 2018. Yeah, definitely. This surprised me.
Yeah, this was a great mail call.
So if you want more, again, if you want more information, just go to theperfectfifth.com on that. Hmm. And as a quick bonus to that, you brought in a bottle that you just picked up at your local watering hole.
Yeah, so this is, I've been a big fan of this brand for a while. I think you are too.
Yeah.
Hard Truth.
Yes.
They're based out of Indiana, Nashville, Indiana. And for the longest time, they've just been doing a lot of rye releases, mm-hmm. and their ryes have been fantastic. They just started releasing some bourbon.
Okay.
And this one is their Sweet Mash Bourbon, a straight bourbon whiskey, small batch, non-chill filtered. This is a 90 proof offering.
Was this sourced from MGP or?
No, this is their own stuff.
It is their own. Okay.
Yeah, they're very proud of this. This is it's their own from grain to glass.
Oh, I see that.
By Hard Truth, which was... all coming from Brown County, Indiana.
So this is an Indiana bourbon, just not the Indiana bourbon you're thinking.
So, you know, there are a couple of other distilleries in Indiana you have to be aware of.
Yes.
And then Sweet Mash, you know, every batch of Hard Truth Sweet Mash whiskey begins with the entirely fresh ingredients known as the sweet mash process, where sour mash reuses a portion of each previous batch. It also mutes some of the flavor. By using sweet mash, we're able to highlight the complexity and pleasant flavors from our grains and reach the peak flavor in our new charred American oak barrels.
Okay, let's try. Oh, yeah, that's solid.
Yeah, this is really good.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, you get a little bit of grain, like that crafty grain, mm-hmm. but it's not an off-putting flavor
right.
at all. It's just, you know, you're drinking something, you know, a little more grainy.
Yeah.
For lack of a better way to describe it. But it's sweet. Yeah, this is like I said, I'm a big fan of Hard Truth anyway.
Yeah.
And I put this in with the other stuff as I'm a fan.
Yeah. And what was the retail on this one?
This runs about $44, I think.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's very, very inexpensive for a craft distillery.
Yeah, definitely check this one out if you're a fan.
Yeah.
The Hard Truth Sweet Mash Bourbon. So yeah, this was a fun first quick bonus to get it out there to let folks check out some new products.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm excited about? This Friday, we've got our first
I know.
Real life rock star coming in. Rockstar, bourbon owner.
Yeah.
All kinds of fun things. Guy named Tyler Boone.
Jack of many trades.
Yes. Boone's Bourbon. So he's going to tell us all about that.
Yeah. His cool guy.
Yeah. Super cool guy. Talk about all his music endeavors. So definitely come back on Friday and we'll introduce you to Tyler and Boone's Bourbon.
Yeah.
And until then.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It doesn't end here. For all things whiskey and rock, and for info on how to join our Patreon, just visit our website at whiskeyandrock.com. That's whiskey, A-N-D, rock. And of course, follow us, share us, do it, like it, love it. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Whiskey and Rock.